We are here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual meeting at Trade Talk at the FMC booth, one of our sponsors of our coverage here at NEFB, and with me is Paul Redditch. And Paul, we're going to talk about a couple of things we talked about at AMS and how we've progressed at that point, from that point. And one of those is with the Authority Minute web series. We are changing that, changing the name of that, and that is coming up imminently, correct?
Beginning of December, actually. We've had such great response, several thousands of growers and retailers that have participated in that digital video series. It's a chance to learn about weed management. Same time, their name goes in the hat for prizes and awards and sweepstakes and so forth. And it's been so successful that we're broadening it, not to just soybean weed control, but corn and soybean pest control. So weeds and insects, and we'll kick that off as the FMC Minute, FMCMinute.com, December 1st. So there'll be interviews with growers and retailers and researchers, and most of them will be insect weed management related, but we had a tractor safety program this past year, so there are other things of interest to growers and retailers that they'll find on that program. And we're delighted to have Jake Turner, our host, continue on with that. I know some of you have met him or seen him, and he's going to continue as our host for that series.
Well, now, when did you start the Authority Minute?
Well, the Authority Minute was a little over a year ago.
Yeah, I thought it was just recent.
Yeah,
so
not too long ago.
And it really was so successful so fast.
It was. And, you know, starts out, a grower or a retailer will find out some information, say on radio or farm print or online with you guys at AgWired, and then they want to find out more. Well, in the case of the Digital Minute series, the Authority Minute in that case, these are 2 or 3 minutes, very quick to hear some key things that can help them management-wise. At the same time, kind of make it fun because their name goes in the hat. Each episode will pick out like five $100 gift card winners, and there'll be sweepstakes for trips or generators or whatever they may be, hunting supplies, and at the same time makes it fun while they're learning. So we decided to, it didn't take long after we saw that response, to say, hey, we need to expand this to pick up both corn and soybeans, and I think in the future it'll expand to many of the other crops and geographies around the United States in future years with us.
Well, now that you have a more generic name, you can go pretty much anywhere with it.
We can. That is true. That's kind of planned, so we're going that way.
All right, great. Well, we also talked about the Stand and Be Heard Anthem Singing Contest, and when I saw you last, we had just had the finalists, but the winner was announced just, a month ago?
Yeah, not too long ago. Noelle Goodson from Ohio was our grand prize winner. She ended up with the most votes out of the final four. And she's from Ohio, as I indicated. But our other three finalists, one from Nebraska, one from Indiana, and one from North Carolina. And we ended up having like 90,000 online votes for that program, so it was a lot. And, you know, year one that we did that, we had 165 students. And, of course, this is for students anywhere from 13 to 21 years of age. And they might be an FFA member, 4-H member, some other agriculture youth organization, Student NAMA or whatever. And so it's an online voting. And then the top 20, their videos go to a panel of judges. And then the final four we take to Nashville for recording. And the House of Blues studio where Miranda Lambert and Faith Hill and some of those folks have recorded. Our producer for that program, Tom Davis, who is the audio producer for the Country Music Awards that just aired here the last couple weeks. So Tom's been so gracious to work with the students. And then it was online voting, after a 30-minute TV program ran, featuring those four students. So it's been so exciting. So we decided to go into the third year, 2014, and even though it doesn't start till March 1st, students simply have to record themselves either on their iPhones or whatever, singing the national anthem, and then upload it to fmccrop.com/contest. But we thought, well, hey, let's go to the FFA convention a couple weeks ago, and we had a booth there, and we brought in a sound booth. and said, hey, if you would like to kind of get a head start on things, FFA students, and enter this contest, you know, come by the booth, have a chance to put your name in for the $10,000 grand prize and the $5,000. And we had over 400 students do that. And the only thing that slowed us down was we didn't have enough people and maybe we needed another booth. So the kids really responded enthusiastically. So I have no idea what our numbers are going to be in 2014, but a lot bigger than what the past 2 years have been. So,
well, that is so cool. Now, why do you think it's been taken off so well?
Well, first of all, it's just awareness. I mean, as you begin any kind of program, it'll take a year or two sometimes to get started. So that's number one. Number two, students are starting to tell their friends and other folks about it. The National FFA Foundation and 4-H Council, Student NAMA have been more actively involved in helping their members find out about this contest. And I think then, you know, there's a certain pride in agriculture youth and patriotism in agriculture youth. And, you know, an example of that, we had, after the TV program ran, there was a call in, and one farmer from Texas said, you know, after seeing these students and seeing what wonderful examples of agriculture youth we have, I have faith in the future of America. So this whole patriotic kind of idea and feel is certainly there in the midst of all the turmoil we have in life and in the world around us.
You think that, you know, some of these kids, it might lead to a career for them?
Well, I think several of them would love for that opportunity. I know Noelle Goodson, this year's grand prize winner. We brought her along to the FFA convention. She didn't sing there, but she had an opportunity to meet with a lot of other students. We're taking her to our Star Retailer Summit in Las Vegas in a few weeks, and she's going to be performing there to some of our very best retailers from around the United States. We're looking at several other venues or opportunities for her to perform. So she's getting some exposure and experience. And I think a number of the other previous finalists also have had opportunities above and beyond just their local communities. So, yeah, I think so. And, of course, their experience in at Nashville gives them a taste for what it's like to be in a professional recording studio and working with producers and sound engineers and that type of thing.
That is so cool. You know, Paul, you've been in the business for a long time. How long?
I can't count that far.
But, you know, this is such fun stuff. It's like so unlike what it might have been 10 or 20 years ago. It's just, do you feel like you're getting to do some things that were never possible before?
It is incredible. You know, as life changes and there are new opportunities for us or our companies or organizations and new needs to meet in our communities, you know, agriculture is such an exciting place to be. I mean, we have a huge challenge to feed a growing world population. At the same time, each of us can pitch in and kind of do our part. And in FMC's particular case, you know, we've got this theme called Investing in Farming's Future. And that means new products for farmers in agriculture, but it also means, in our case, looking to the future, investing in farming's future, which is also students. So as we have this opportunity to find other ways to support our agricultural partners, this one's a fun one.
Well, and it just strikes me how much things have changed when you just bought advertising or did some PR stuff, and now you're really in there being able to be so creative with the social media tools that you have.
Do you know, I was looking at some industry research that looked at the number of tools that we had 20 years ago to communicate to farmers and retailers. And today it's like 4, 5, 6, 7 times that many tools. Now, it's a challenge to figure out how they best fit, but together they provide new ways of providing information to a really important group of people, farmers, who are going to feed the world. And it's exciting to find what's the best way to do that, whether it's digital media, linked to audio, to web, through print, and I don't see any of them going away. I see them being used in a combination of different ways than have been in the past.
Well, it's fun and exciting, and just how much it changes every day, it's just, It's great, but it's great to see you, Paul. Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, thanks to all the communicators in our agricultural business, because that's basically how information gets conveyed to our target audiences, our friends, the farmers and the retailers. So without you folks and all the others that are here at Trade Talk, farmers would not have access to some really important information to help them be more productive and successful.
Well, we really appreciate FMC's support in so many ways, between for both NAFB and the Ag Media Summit and sponsoring, you know, media rooms at different events. It all helps us a lot. So we appreciate FMC's as much as you appreciate us, at least, if not more. Here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual meeting, I am Cindy Zimmerman.